Demai, Perek Vav, Mishneches. Shnaim Shekiblu Sada Barisus. Two sharecroppers working a field. So in the previous case, we always spoke about one sharecropper. So now there's two sharecroppers working the same field. O Sheyarshu, O Shenishtatfu. Or two people inherited a field together. Or there are two shutfin, two partners on the field. Yachu Huloma, one of them can say to his friend, Tola Tachitim Shebimakum Ploini. You should take the wheat that's in this area. And I'll take the wheat that grows in the other area. So they didn't divide it yet after it's cut. Rather, they're dividing it while it's still growing. The Rav here says that here there is Breira. You can do this and decide who gets what because it's still attached to the ground. Masha Inkin in the previous Mishnah, where we said that there's not Breira, that's because they were dividing it or they tried to divide it after it was already cut. And there you can't do that and say that there's Breira. But here, to mark off and say that a certain location of food that's still attached to the ground that grows there is going to be yours in this mind, that you're allowed to do. The Mishnah continues, Ata yayin shebamakom ploni, v'ani yayin shebamakom ploni. You're going to get the wine, the grapes, or whatever that grow in that area, and I'm going to get the wine that from what grows in this area. That you're allowed to do. And you just take off maisus on what's yours. You don't have to maiser what's your friend, even if he's an Amaretz. Avaloyermelo, but don't tell him. Tol atachitim vani sa'irim. You should take wheat, and I should take barley. Because normally what happens is, the sharecroppers, or the yorshim, they don't split where one gets wheat, one gets barley. There's usually, they split evenly across the whole field. One gets half the wheat, the other half the wheat. One gets half the barley, the other half the barley. That's the way it's understood that it's going to work. But when he does it this way, when he says, you know what, I'm going to now switch it. In other words, even though it was almost like designated that the wheat would be split and the barley would be split, I'm going to sort of switch and give you half of my wheat for half of your barley, and then I'll end up with all barley and you'll end up with all wheat. So that's what he means. Don't tell him this. You take all the wheat. I'm giving you my half a portion of wheat. And I'm going to take your portion of barley. Or, you take the wine, and I will take the oil. Because here the Rav says it's like they're switching. This is not the chelik that he was destined to get. And then what happens? It's as if the person that's believed in Maisris is selling his portion to a person that's not believed in Maisris. And you're obviously not allowed to sell Demai to an Am Haaretz because you're going to bring a Takola to his hand and it's going to be Lifnei Lo Yisitein Michshol. Mashenki, in the previous case, it was already his. But here you're sort of like selling it, switching it to him. That's a little different.